Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Carding Shah today.
Yes, hi. I'm just calling because one of your guys came to my house and they could not install the new gas wrench. He said he was going to let you guys know, and they're supposed to come and pick up the appliance and never came.
Okay, let me look it up. Where did you order the appliances from?
Home Depot.
Okay. You actually have to call Home Depot because we don't actually, like, we weren't the ones that delivered the appliances. We only install.
Okay.
So they'll have to actually tell you, you know, which company that's going to come back and pick it up. But I can check and see what they put under here. Like, let me see what the notations is. Is it under this phone number that we're on now?
Yes.
Okay, give me just a moment. It takes a minute for it to load.
Okay. I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me, okay? Okay. Oh, God.
Okay, here we go. Can you verify your name, your address for me?
66 Nightingale Street, Delta. I'm Joy. Doing you?
Okay, yes, ma'am. They did notate it on here. They said they were unable to install due to it being the range being too large. But they do have it notated and closed out on our end that we didn't do any install or anything for it. So all you actually have to do now is just call the Home Depot store. so they can tell you like who's coming to pick it up, so, you know, so that you can reach them late.
I'm at Home Depot right now. They're telling me that they can because it's more than 48 hours. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, because we didn't deliver your product. I don't know if another department within XPO did, but you know, all we do is install. Like, that's what we do.
Yeah, but there was no install. You can see the notes. There was no installment.
Yeah, that's what we got, no install on our end, but we wouldn't be the ones that's going to pick your appliances up. We didn't deliver it.
But did you call the Home Depot to let them know? Because they were going to make the arrangements.
Yeah, everything is on our end. It's already over and everything that we didn't install. The product was too big. Need to reselect. Like, we already have our end closed out, notated, and everything.
Because I'm not even getting reimbursed back, and they are telling me right now that there's no manager on site, and I have to speak with the manager.
Yeah, because the managers usually with like Home Depot, like the head managers, they usually don't be there on weekends. They usually be like Monday through Friday, but I don't know because I don't actually work for Home Depot.
The appliance is just sitting in my living room there, or my kitchen rather.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, God. Well, did you know if they shared that information with Home Depot? Because he's saying there's nothing even on the system.
Yes, ma'am. We sent the email over. They probably.
You sent the email over to Home Depot?
Yeah, it's on the 15th. Well, yes. Yeah, on the 15th.
Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. Because I'm just being frustrated. This whole thing is because the guy came on the 15th. You are saying from when I dropped it off, which is on the 13th, it's 48 hours. I'm like, the guy came on. What am I going to do?
Yeah, so they'll have to give you more detailed information. I don't know if they don't know what they're talking about, but, you know, we didn't deliver it. So I couldn't say, hey, we'll come back and get it because we didn't deliver it. We don't have appliances that we pick up within Home Depot.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure that, was that the only information that was on it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I think, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alexia. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.